Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Self-Illusion. What illusion about myself do I entertain? Epictetus. As human beings, we hold all kinds of illusions about ourselves. We may think that we are smarter, stronger, faster, funnier than we actually are. And while a lot of these self-illusions are fairly harmless, there are some self-illusions that can be very damaging towards people. If we don't realize how selfish we are, we may act in ways that injure other people that we don't notice. Maybe we hold the illusion that we are very chill and relaxed and kind towards other people when we actually have a very short temper. And not being able to see these things can often make it difficult for us to make changes in our lives and to grow and overcome these challenges. But to me, the biggest self-illusion is the illusion that we hold that the way that we experience the world, the way that we experience reality, is the way that everybody else experiences reality, that our experience is the right experience, and that our experience is the way the world actually is. Now, I know that sounds a little bit esoteric, but think of it this way. Say that you were colorblind, and you thought that that's just the way the world was, that everything was in shades of gray and black and white. And then let's say you had an operation that brought color to your vision. And so you were able to see the world in color for the first time. Would you still hold to the claim that the way that you saw the world before without color was the true way of seeing the world? No, you wouldn't, because now you see the world in a totally different way. But the world itself hasn't changed. Just your experience of the world has changed. And why is understanding this important? Why is understanding that the way that we experience the world is different than the way everybody else experiences the world? The reason that it's important is that oftentimes we get stuck in seeing the world in one way. We believe that the world should be a certain way. And that when somebody acts differently in the world, we assume that they are wrong. That we say that the way that they do things is wrong. Maybe the way they hold their fork is wrong. Maybe the fact that they eat with chopsticks is wrong. By being able to understand that our way of seeing the world is not always the absolute correct way, it is just a different way of seeing the world, we can be much more compassionate and understanding of people around us who are very different than us. Being able to understand and look at things through somebody else's eyes and really put ourselves in their point of view, in their worldview, can make a big change in our lives. And if you need some experience in this, go to another country. Try learning another language. When you go to another country, you experience a totally different culture. You experience a very different way of thinking about the world. And things that they take to be as normal and true are things that you may think of are very, very strange. And learning another language, the same thing. There are concepts in different languages that are very hard to express in other languages. I want you to take some time this week and choose a person, whether you know them or not, who has a very different outlook or is very different than you. And think what it would be like to be them and truly imagine the world from their point of view. How do they see things? How are things that are normal to them so foreign to you? By taking that time to put ourselves in somebody else's shoes, if you will, we recognize that our point of view is just one of billions in the world. And by understanding that, we can have more compassion for those who are different than us, and we may learn something along the way. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.